We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 29 degrees here at 6:30 on this Thursday morning. The Kansas Senate has approved a bill that would allow on-the-farm sales of raw milk so long as farmers have a label on their containers stating that the product is unpasteurized. The vote Wednesday was 37-3 and sent the measure to the House. Kansas has allowed the sale of raw milk for decades, but a 1967 law prohibited farmers from advertising its sale outside their farms. A dairy farm successfully challenged the ban in court, and that led legislators initially to review a proposal to ban raw milk sales. The State Department of Agriculture instead favored a labeling requirement.
A mother is suing a suburban Kansas City school after a teacher was caught on surveillance video kicking the woman's then-kindergartner.
The Kansas City Star reports that the lawsuit against the Shawnee Mission School District was filed last month and moved to federal court this week, nearly a year after the video of what happened at the Shawnee, Kansas Elementary School was released. The first-year teacher was fired after the incident, but doesn't appear to have been charged. The girl's mother accuses the school district of negligence in its hiring, training, and supervision of the teacher. She is seeking an unspecified amount in damages. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas corrections officials say a man convicted of killing his roommate with a machete died on the same day that he was admitted to prison. 60-year-old Timothy Russell Moses died Tuesday at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Inmate records show that he was admitted to the prison Tuesday. He was sentenced earlier this month to 25 years in prison for second-degree murder in Labette County. Prison spokeswoman Jairus Perkins says Moses' cause of death is being investigated. He was convicted of killing 59-year-old Donald Trammell with a machete at a Parsons home 3 years ago.
A Louisiana judge is facing calls to step down after admitting using racial slurs in text messages.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is calling on District Judge Jesse LeBlanc to resign after she admitted sending text messages containing racial slurs. The judge had originally denied using the language when describing a black sheriff's deputy and black law clerk in messages to a parish chief deputy she had been involved with in an extramarital affair. Governor Edwards says the state deserves better, but Judge LeBlanc says she has apologized and has no plans to resign. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Millions tuned in to watch the Democratic debate on CBS.
CBS dominated the evening with the Democratic debate, drawing in an average of 15.3 million viewers, according to Nielsen's, falling short of last week's 18 million that watched on NBC and MSNBC. The network finished first in the advertiser-coveted 18 to 49 demo. This was the second time former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg appeared on the debate stage. NBC finished second in the primetime lineup with The Voice and This Is Us. And in third, ABC tied with Fox with total viewers, and Fox was fourth in the demo. The CBS debate ranked fourth among the Democratic debates this cycle. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Veteran Woody Wilson volunteered to serve in World War II the day he turned 18. He's now Iwo Jima's last living Medal of Honor recipient.
All of America learned of the attack on Pearl Harbor the day after the actual attack. Wilson tells Fox's Martha McCollum he wanted to enlist right away, but was only 17 at the time, and his mother refused to sign his papers.
And then when I was 18, I told Mom, I'm going into Marine Corps.
And after enlisting, he found himself in the thick of the war in the Pacific.
We shipped out in early February for Iwo, not knowing where we were going to go. Most of us couldn't figure out why we were protecting that wee little place and why we needed so many Marines to do it.
Trained to use a flamethrower, Wilson was asked to take out several Japanese entrenchments. He later learned that two other Marines sacrificed their lives that day in order for him to accomplish his mission.
I was just a regular Marine doing a regular job for which the Marine Corps trained me. I began realizing this medal has a significance I never dreamed of.
This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is going to be moving across south-central Kansas. It's spread in some clouds, and by this afternoon, we will see a few isolated showers. Breezy with a high 52. Rain chances end by this evening. Our overnight low near 30, and then sunny 57 on Friday. Saturday warms to 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, southwest wind at 13 miles per hour, 29 degrees. Hey, if your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies with lots of fees, you should call Ron, see what he can quote you. VoxLink could possibly save you up to 35% or more off your monthly bill. Call Ron at 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. On the web at vox-link.com. VoxLink could save you some money. How about that? 634 now, Steve and Ted. On this Thursday, February 27th, and on this date in 1971, Jefferson Airplane was fined $1,000 for using profanity on stage at a concert in Oklahoma City. Can you believe that?
What year was that?
1971.
Well, times have changed.
Yeah, I think the cow has left the corral on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd have,
of course, we had the F word at some concert in Wichita.
Well, I'm sure.
Within the last year or two.
I did not hear the F word at the McCartney concert.
Nope.
Or at the Rolling Stones. Didn't seem necessary. Appropriate. A case of deliberate mistaken identity has gotten a California inmate free from jail. Authorities in Utah say inmate Caleb Wewant ended up being released from lockup Tuesday night because he pretended to be a fellow inmate whose time had come to be released. Staffers thought Wewant was Matthew Belknap, who was to be released that day, and apparently Belknap was in on the ruse. Authorities say he helped Wewant shave his head to look like him and even gave him his inmate ID. After Wewant was let go, Belknap went to jail officials asking why he wasn't released, and they realized they'd let the wrong guy go. Authorities are still looking for the escaped inmate, have charged the other inmate with deception, and they are trying to tighten their release procedures. That sounds like a good idea. Mm. You know, the guy looks a lot like that guy. Get him out of here. Hmm. Some crimes are solved by following a paper trail. Some are solved by investigators following a money trail. In this case, authorities in Florida made quick work of an investigation into a drugstore break-in by following a trail of pill bottles. Two men broke into a CVS in Clearwater on New Year's Day and made off with more than 10,000 pills of oxycodone and hydrocodone. And as they drove away, the men emptied pills from the bottles and flipped the bottles out the window of the getaway car. So there was a trail of pill bottles. That made it easy for police to track down the suspects. When the trail of pill bottles ended, they found the suspects matched them to images on surveillance video. The two and a third accomplice still under arrest, facing a variety of drug-related charges. So, yeah, and they were littering too, Ted. Right? Those bottles would qualify.
Why were they stealing something and then...
They were taking it out of the bottles, I guess, and putting them in their pockets. I don't know what they're doing.
Oh.
They didn't want to keep them in their bottles. 637, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. You know something I've noticed? I wanted to bring this up. I've noticed the last couple of days, and I live in the Riverside area, and of course drive right along the Little Arkansas River every day. I've noticed the last couple of days, the water level is really high. And I didn't realize we'd had that much rain or snow or whatever. But if you notice that, if you're out down in the Riverside area, you'll notice that the Little Arkansas is running not top of banks, but, you know, it's up there. It's been running pretty deep. Maybe we're getting enough rain to make some good crops this year. Wouldn't that be something?
6:30.
Well, we have been getting moisture about every
some, a little bit
third
out,
or
yeah.
fourth day, kind of in that cycle.
And, of course, it's not here, but north of here, too, because that's where the water comes from.
We have had heavier rains and snows north of us.
Had a big snow up there in the north part of the state. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Wednesday, the live cattle traded two-sided, made new lows for the slide to the downside, and closed negative. Now, the feeder cattle traded mostly higher and closed positive on inside trading session. Now, over 15,000 head of cattle traded in the cash market in the Southern Plains at $115, and we will see the February live cattle contract expire at 12 noon on Friday. Lean hog futures yesterday made new highs for the week and closed positive. On the close yesterday, April live cattle down 60 cents at $112.35. March feeders $1.10 higher at $134.07. And April lean hogs 47 cents higher at $65.15. The wheat, the corn, and soybean futures traded and closed mixed Wednesday. Some corn contracts made new contract lows, while soybeans and soybean meal futures made new highs for the week. Now, if you are long March grain or soy futures contracts, today is the last opportunity to get out without the threat of delivery. At the moment, May KC wheat 3.25 cents lower at 4.56. May corn down 2.5 cents at 3.72, and May soybeans down 3.75 cents at 8.88 1/4. April crude oil trading $1.34 lower at 47.39. April gold up $9.30 at 1,652.40. The March S&P's 39.5 points lower at 3,071. The March dollar index 27 cents lower at 98.66. And March Dow Jones futures down 346 points at 26,564. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So is this coronavirus just going to wreck our U.S. economy?
I do not believe it's going to wreck our economy.
Well, good Lord.
It has had a little effect on it here, and we don't know exactly how long it's going to take before we see the markets, you know, start to relax over this. So far here in the U.S., we've not really had a serious problem. But you take China and now South Korea, they have some very serious problems, and it's affecting our methods of trading back and forth.
Because the economies are all intertwined in so many ways with the, you know, what's going back and forth. And somebody in China who makes something that's to be sold in the U.S., you know, whatever, it can have an impact, I guess. But I'm just thinking.
Exactly, especially when the U.S. is the largest economy in the world and China's number two.
And I'm just thinking, are we just overdoing our fear here? Because a lot of emotion, it seems, in the markets right now.
Well, as you all know, I'm no expert, but I personally feel we're overdoing it, yes.
I think you're right. I think we are. Hey, I'm just commenting on the fact that Little Arkansas is running pretty full here in the Wichita area. But are your rivers running full over there? Has it been that much rain? I hadn't thought there was.
Yes, there has been. And, Steve, we've had over 2 inches of rain this week, most of it here at the beginning of the week. And there's several areas, you know, that the moisture levels are very high, but you go in the western part of the state, and they can use moisture.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Good information. 6:41, Steve and Ted. Hey, the comedian Joe Rogan is coming to Interest Bank Arena November 14th, and we have a couple of tickets this morning. Win before you can buy. If you'd like to go see Joe Rogan at Interest Bank Arena, give me a call, 869-1330, and you can be going to see Rogan at Interest Bank Arena. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted on the way. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. The Surge of Retirement Millionaires.
No.
Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.